Dude, I worked with a guy, Live Earl Jive, at a radio station.
Live Earl Jive.
Listen to what this guy used to do on a Saturday morning.
What? Give me the decade. 80s, 70s?
This is like 90s. 90s.
90s.
But in the 80s, Jive. In the 80s, Live Earl Jive and his wife, Beverly Hills. Live Earl Jive and Beverly Hills.
This is hilarious. That's not their real names, though.
Oh, I think so.
Beverly Hills.
I think so. Name. I think that's her.
I'm going to Google this shit when I get out of here.
I don't know what her real name is. But anyway.
Fair enough.
Amazing icons in Toronto radio and hilarious. You know what he used to do on a Saturday morning? He used to do this like Saturday morning Live Roll Jive and Beverly Hills show.
Okay.
And then he'd be doing the show like this, and all of a sudden he'd play a doorbell sound effect. And then he would just like keep going, and then he'd play the doorbell sound effect like ding-a-ding-a-ding a couple times.
Right.
And then he would take a call inevitably, and somebody would say, "Would you please stop doing that? My dog is going fucking crazy. Please, I'm begging you, Earl."
But what was his reason for doing it in the first place?
So that somebody would call and tell him, "Please stop doing that."
Wow. He's desperate for callers that bad.
It was so great.
It's genius.
Hi, this is Mike. Welcome to Marrow Wanderers. Right there is Dariki, and got dragged into a podcast with me.
It's all good.
Thanks for your time and patience. And by the way, it's been a long time because I got pandemicked.
What's that mean? Pandemicked?
Is I don't
that a
know.
Is that a term that people are throwing around?
It's like a new corp speak type word that I'm inventing.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah,
I might take it.
I got COVID-ed.
COVID-ed?
Yeah.
Pandemicked.
I got
Tell
pandemic.
Me more about pandemicked, though.
Well, I got pandemicked just like everybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to call it a pandemic. I like to call it a damn panic.
A damn, okay. I see what you did there.
Thanks, buddy.
It's going to be one of those, eh?
Yeah. It just seemed tough to get anybody to do the show because I would think, even if I did the show with them, I'd be like, wow, man, I definitely infected them. Like, not that I got infected by them. That doesn't concern me.
Right.
That I might be infected myself and then give it to somebody else, and then I got to walk around with that guilt.
Yeah, that sucked. For sure.
Because they didn't drink enough fucking juice or get enough sunshine.
Yeah. Have you been around anyone in your circle that's had COVID?
No.
No.
I don't think anybody I know has had COVID.
I
hear horror
people.
Stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know them?
Personally.
Like, you know these people?
Yeah, and I had the same up until, honestly, I'm not even kidding you, because I had the same reluctance up until maybe February, someone really close to me, like a really close friend of mine, told me that his family, he had it specifically, him and his wife. But we hadn't seen each other in 4 months before and after.
So you were estranged at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I don't want you to think I have reluctance. I only have reluctance to liver and onions. I don't like it.
Fair enough. You don't have you ever had a good liver and onion?
No, there's no such thing.
There is. My mom makes it and it's amazing. I'm not even
what
kidding you.
What can I say now to that?
Exactly. You gotta shut it down.
And in fact, if you brought it in and said your mom made it, I'd eat it and
die inside, but not tell me, yeah.
But I'm not reluctant. It's just that I know people on the periphery only.
Mm-hmm. I did for a long, long time. I didn't know anyone. I heard of one person getting sick and dying, but I didn't really know them. It was a friend of a friend's relative. Mm-hmm. And then I had one of my close friends. I'm not going to say his name, obviously, but he was definitely infected.
Yeah. The mechanic guys, by the way, I hope he's doing okay.
Mechanic guys?
My mechanic guy.
He got it?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, the people that you know, did they pull through okay? Or?
Yeah, they bounced back after a week. I think he was 3 days, she was a week. But yeah, there was nothing too serious. There might have been one real day of
wait.
Like,
I know somebody that had it.
Boom.
Sadly, a young man with autism.
Oh no!
But he was fine, and nobody else got infected because of him.
Right.
Which I found incredible because. Being that he was on the spectrum, many things go in his mouth, many things he's touching and stuff like that. It's absolutely amazing to me. Neither of the parents got it and nobody else around him because of the way that they managed the situation. But that's the only person that I know up close that had it. And then, of course, he was fine. He was a kid.
How long did he have it for?
I'm going to say, a couple of weeks. Just lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was a headache going on there, they think, but that's about it.
My one friend said he had more, like he got sicker from the vaccine than he did actual COVID.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
Because he was bedridden for a day. Like, it was just one day, he said, but he felt shittier then than he did the 3 days he had COVID.
The cure for the pandemic and helping the show out today, the lovely folks at Herb and Bud. Herb and Bud, that's with an N. 3759 Lakeshore Boulevard West in South Etobicoke.
Mm.
Do you know the pricing there is like better?
Better than OCS stores?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Because they're a ripoff.
These guys are not a ripoff and good dudes as well.
That's important.
You know how important that is?
It really is.
So like if you're freaking out about going into one of these stores, A, because it's going to cost too much, or B, you're not going to be met with warmth, love, peace, and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Herb and Bud, once again, the address, 3759 Lakeshore Boulevard West. That's in South Etobicoke. They're brand new. Check them out. I've been enjoying their product.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long have they been open?
A couple weeks now.
Nice.
They're really low-key about it.
Yeah?
That's a tough time to open a store, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah. For
yeah.
sure.
So, you know, they're doing the best they can at their doorfront.
Right, because it's just contactless or like, what's it called? I forget the term.
Yeah, curbside pickup.
Curbside pickup.
That's contactless. Contactless is a pretty good way to describe it because there was no physical contact between any of us.
Right.
A little bit of kissing. That's about it.
All that kind. All right.
What?
That kind of eliminates the contactlessness. Contactlessness.
Oh, that was well executed. Mm, easy for you to say. I couldn't try it. Damn. So, listen, Dariki, I appreciate you coming in.
Of course.
And if you're still listening to this because you were like, hey, I subscribed. I'm going to give a listen. I'm going to try and do something a little more entertaining as we move forward with some guests. I've got a guy that knows everything about terpenes. I'm going to bring in Johnny.
Johnny knows terpenes?
Johnny fucking knows terpenes.
Now, for
friend.
An idiot like me, can you quickly explain what terpenes are?
You know when you smell that skunky smell in weed?
Yes.
Terpenes. The piney smell?
Right.
Terpenes.
So it's all related to smell or taste?
The smell.
It's all related to smell?
Smell, taste.
And taste.
And essence.
Essence.
So it's sort of the essence of the plant.
Okay.
But it's not just marijuana. It's every kind of plant on earth has a terpene to it.
Mm.
Some terpenes smell exactly like brand new carpet. You know when you get a brand new carpet unrolled,
yeah.
that plasticky...
Right.
Some terpenes smell exactly like that. Other ones smell so piney, you can't believe it. Others...
Lemony.
Incredibly cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's terpenes in... Check this out. If you smoke a doob, you want to go to bed, eat a little bit of mango first, terpenes that react with the THC in your weed and your cannabinoid system.
What?
And help put you to sleep. That's right. Terpenes can enhance your buzz, and they're 100% legal. And we'll have Johnny on to talk about that.
Is it true that, like, that's proven that mango helps you go to sleep if you eat some mango and then smoke a joint?
How dare you?
Just, I never heard this. And I'm from the land of weed and mangoes. I've never heard that before in my life. So.
Well, it's true. You know what? You could look it up if you want to, and I'll encourage you to respond to us with what you find out.
I will.
But as I understand it, yes, and many other things that have terpenes in it that are present, you know, sort of at the surface,
right.
can enhance your what happens with your cannabinoid system responding to THC.
So can you give me another example of a food that might enhance or hurt your highness?
No.
No.
I don't have another example. That was the example I was provided that stuck out in my mind.
I heard a rumor, and you could probably confirm this.
I don't know.
Citrus ruins your high. That if you're too high, you're supposed to eat some citrus, and it's supposed to like help you not feel so high. Is that...
One of my buddies thought he was a lemon one time when he ate acid in high school because he was sitting there eating a lemon, and he turned into that lemon in his mind, and he was like, oh, I'm a lemon.
I've always heard really crazy acid stories, and that's what made me terrified to never try it, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm not going to do it.
Obviously, now you wouldn't do it, but
no.
In high school, you'd hear
some... What
about
mushrooms?
I love mushrooms.
You do?
Yeah.
You want some?
Yes.
Never mind. I'm just kidding. What? What just happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm tripping on acid. That's what's happening.
The show does make you feel like that. It spins a little bit. By the way, subscribe wherever you're listening and tell a friend about it, would you? Don't forget Herb and Bud Lakeshore. Okay, you and I got talking earlier.
Yes.
About a good weed topic.
Classic greenouts. And I was curious because I've had some really, really bad green out moments. I wondered what someone like you has experienced, or if you've had a green out, or if you know someone that's had an epic green out, because they're always hilarious stories.
Okay. I love this topic. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you brought it up. I've never talked about it on the show.
Okay.
But I can't wait to talk about epic green outs.
I'm excited.
First of all, what is a green out in your opinion?
When somebody smokes too much marijuana and loses all control of their faculties. I don't know.
Like they faint?
Fainting, yeah. Vomiting, I've seen.
Falling asleep?
Falling asleep is one.
I think that's pretty much all of them, right?
Well, crazy hallucinations. Have you ever seen
really?
That?
No. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you my story quickly. And I know I greened out, but I was, it was probably the second time I ever had smoked weed. And I was terrified, but I was with a couple friends of mine and they all smoked a lot of weed. So we went into his bedroom and I didn't know we could smoke in the house. They had closed the windows and put towels under the doors. And we probably smoked a half ounce between the six of us playing video games. And remember, before that, I was Tupac Shakur, smoked very, very little amounts. Very, very little amounts of weed. Two puffs would get me high. So that's why I said Tupac Shakur. So we smoke and smoke and smoke. We're playing video games and I am tripping balls. Anyway, long story, less long.
What do you mean tripping balls? Like
I things just, are happening. I couldn't focus. I'm trying to play the game, but I'm just like paranoid with all these people in the room. No one's really talking because everyone's ultra high. And I'm just like, my brain's racing. Finally, I'm just like, I got to get out of here. So I tell my buddy who lives across the street from me, I'm like, let's get out of here. We start walking. And second we start walking, I can't stop looking over my shoulder. So every 2 seconds, I'm just like this. And we're walking probably for about 2 kilometers. And the whole time I'm doing that. And I hear a dog in the distance. And then I start thinking this dog's getting closer and closer and closer to us. So my buddy Jeff, who's obviously a weed vet, was just like, dude, it's not coming. Like,
you have
relax.
To calm down.
Yeah, but I couldn't because I didn't know what was happening. We get to a pizza stand. He's like, let's just get a slice of pizza. If you eat something, you'll probably feel better. So we get there and I'm like, I don't remember anything, but when I came to, so I got into the store, it probably was about 2 minutes, and I come to and there's puke on my shirt and on the ground. Oh. And Jeff is like, no.
Whose was that?
All mine. All mine. So then I'm
none of it was Jeff's.
None of it. So I can confirm.
So
we didn't
you didn't throw up.
He might have threw up on me and then woke me up.
And he reacted with a vomit.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I should check the security tapes.
You can't dust for vomit, as the police will tell you.
Or check the DNA. Anyway, I vomited in the pizza store. Tried to mop it up and ended up falling asleep with the mop on, holding up my chin. And the pizza guy just hit me in the chest with my pizza when it was done. He's like, get the fuck out of here. Gave me the pizza and we left. I didn't even eat it because I was
a little
retarded.
Sick. You're a little sick.
Got home and fell asleep on my porch and woke up to my dad, who was leaving for work at like 20 to 5 in the morning. Like, just so ashamed. Like, at least you made it home. That's all he said. Opened the door and let me in. And then I went to my bed fully clothed and fell asleep.
I am blown away. That sounds like a green out to me. Because you actually left the place for a minute, right?
Yeah. I was
long enough
gone.
To throw up and then decide to wake up. And
possibly
and,
fall asleep.
And fall asleep again. Okay, so I don't think I've had a green out moment.
Never in
I don't
your life?
Think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if I'm
I mean, I've had moments where I was like, oh, this is uncomfortable.
Right.
This is being high right now with this government official is not great.
Government official. Tell me more.
That's another episode. Okay. Places you shouldn't have been high.
I have two really good ones.
Okay, so we'll do that on another day.
Yeah, for sure.
If you don't mind, Ricky.
Absolutely.
But I don't think I've ever greened it. I have gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, I can't smoke anymore, and I need to go and get air
because
I feel a little woozy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most of your, like, I'm a little jealous of most of your experience that day because I would love to get high enough to be looking over my shoulder again.
You don't. I'm telling you, it sounds fun, but you don't.
No, I go through airports now high, not thinking about it.
Mm.
I would just love once now to be like, oh, I shouldn't be high in an airport. Now I don't even give a fuck.
Now it's impossible to have that feeling. Where are you going to have that feeling? Except for, like,
well, you're actually, if you're someplace, if you're someplace now, even if you're not smoking a joint, you should be paranoid because you're not allowed to leave your house. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. That's a whole nother conversation.
But I've seen and I've caused a bit of green out in my day. It's okay, buddy. I got you.
Okay. Thank you.
I've seen a bit of green out in my day.
Mm, tell me one. What was the most epic one?
A house party with maybe a 60, 40 to 50 year old rich adults in a swanky part of town.
Nice.
At a swanky person's house. Lovely people. Mm-hmm. Great people. It was a good party. And everybody was getting a little drunk and a little bit loud and a little bit, hey.
That's when weed is the worst.
Right.
The worst is so after drinking.
I thought this is a great moment to introduce these people to something called Alaskan Thunderfuck.
What the hell is that?
Oh, it's a nice sativa blend that might get you super high. And if you haven't smoked in a little while or only a little bit recently,
really?
And you were encouraged to smoke some of this, I made my way through the party with couple of joints, something you wouldn't do in a COVID era. And I gave everybody a couple of hits of this who was interested, and the party ended before midnight.
Damn.
I shut it down.
Greened out a whole party.
People. Damn. I had to drive a bunch of people home.
Really?
I was made to feel guilty about it by several people, including the people who hosted the party.
I could imagine. You shut it down. It sucks. But yeah. I blame the alcohol.
I do too.
If it wasn't for the alcohol, you should have started with smoking and then led to the alcohol. But
kids, I'd like to think this is a public service announcement. So share that with your friends. Guys, and when you're in that situation, guys, we really should not be drinking first. We should be having a couple of doobies.
Yes, sir. Doobie doobs.
One other green out that I recall with a wonderful... sort of a wonderful memory in my life in podcasting was Doug Benson.
The comedian.
Yeah. The comedian. Doug loves movies. Super High Me.
Super High Me?
Yeah. You remember Super Size Me?
Yeah.
30 Days of McDonald's?
Right.
This was 30 Days of Weed.
Oh, shit.
It's called Super High Me.
Damn. And how long does he last? He does the whole 30 days just getting high as...
Yeah, he
possibly can.
I would say he's definitely rendered himself. Well, he's definitely the ugliest person I've ever met in person. Doug Benson is an ugly individual. Oh, come on, Mike. That's not nice. Because you're not a good looking man yourself. But next to Doug Benson,
you're a model?
Damn. Yes, I am.
Mm. So, wait, you saw him get greened out or you greened him out?
We greened him out. A buddy of mine named Dave Bishop.
Yeah.
He and I, we greened out Doug Benson with some oils.
Really?
Yeah, man. I think we had a little bit of, we had some diamonds, some really beautiful extract diamonds.
You like diamonds?
Yes, man. Really? Yes, do you?
They get you super duper high.
They do.
But they're, one, really expensive.
Yes.
And two, you got to be an engineer to smoke it. You know what I mean? Like that little thing that they have is just too complicated for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it any day. I love it.
Me
too. I'll get the rig going, but you're right. It's not.
I don't want to have it at home. It's too time consuming. I'd rather.
I found it very difficult to do while I was driving.
Mm, right. Fair enough. Yeah, that'd be freaking impossible to do while driving.
Yeah. No. Anyway.
No, it's not. It's possible. It's
not safe.
True.
So, anyway. Having said that, we gave him a couple, and he this was early days extracts, really, if you think about it, maybe about 8 years ago. So this was, hey man, who's got extracts? Not really me. And even having the gear, and he was even like, you, wow man, this looks like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Yeah,
this device. And you know, he was fine for about 10 minutes. Then he went, uh oh, and that was it. He just kind of flumped over on the couch. And my co-host Dave Bishop and I at Bish looked at each other and went, oh no, he's gone. And we paused the show, and we brought him to, and he was like, okay, all right. He was pretty good. He was very high, but we saw in interviews thereafter when people asked if he'd ever greened out, he credited us.
Damn. Okay, yeah. That's a stat. A
couple of guys in Toronto fucked me up really good.
He said that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
They had. Have you ever just been in a room and gotten contact high?
I think when I was like 13, maybe.
Yeah, I was super young too, yeah. And I was at a concert, and I felt like I got high for the first time, but I didn't know what was going on. It just felt weird, and I was like, why do I feel weird and hungry, but I don't.
And I'm also like super smiley. I can't stop smiling, man.
Yeah, everyone else is smiling at me too. Saying man a lot too. Yeah, man. Yeah. What's going on, man?
I keep saying man. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Why am I saying man?
Hey, man. You're saying man a lot?
No, man.
No, man. Shit. The first time I really, really enjoyed getting high was at the Grateful Dead.
Mm.
A couple of my buddies in college and I mean, in school, I liked getting high a little bit, but the time that I remember really being like, wow, this is great, was at a Grateful Dead show.
Mine was Radiohead. So
wow, Radiohead would do it.
It was legendary because this was, I don't know if you know much about them, but it blew my mind because I was high. And at the time, I'm like blown away at what they did. But anyway, someone had fainted in one of the front rows and Tom York stops the show. He's like, oh, stop, security. And he points out to the person, security comes. Anyway, they help the person. I'm like, wow, what a nice guy to stop the show to help. That's beautiful.
Totally cool.
And then he, after he made sure the person is okay, he turned around to the band, said like three words and went, one, two, blah, like they unpaused the CD and everything went back to normal. And I'm looking around because everyone's just like, yeah, whatever. But I'm like, they just all started playing in a, like they didn't even like start from the beginning or a beginning of a verse. They just literally unpaused and continued. And I was like, maybe because I was high, I thought it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
That is magic. It was magic. It's almost like they would have done it for effect just because they can.
Yeah, like you know just what I mean? To let people know we're on that level. Look what we can do. And I was like, even the guys I went with, my buddy Mike, I was like, he's like, what are you talking about?
So in radio, my buddies and I do this thing called Hit the Post, right? Mm-hmm. Where you try to hit the post in a song with the last call letters of the radio station that you work for. It's a goofy little game, but it's a challenge, right?
Fair enough.
It's on the beat and it's you know, at a part of the song. And I can almost relate to this game. If they're doing that as a game and they were like, okay, lads, anytime somebody goes down and I notice it and I stop the show, the reason I'm doing it is because we're so good at the pickup. If we ever miss, everybody's getting docked $500 and it becomes a challenge with the band. Because touring is a bore, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just a testament to how much they rehearse.
I think it might be the latter for sure. I think I've seen them play and they're very, 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 very polished. I've only gotten to see them live once, but I've watched. They're one of my favorite groups of all time.
I want to see Tool.
Tool, yeah. I listened to a podcast recently with Maynard. Is his name?
Yeah, Maynard. Yeah. I think Maynard's not right.
He does a lot. Like for someone that's the lead of a heavy metal band. Can I say heavy metal? I don't even know what you'd call them.
Really? What do you call them?
I thought alternative or heavy metal, but something.
Okay, I like both of those. I think that's fair.
He is very interesting as just a human. Like, if you just judged him based on what he does on stage, you'd be like, I don't know if I want. But he has a winery in Arizona.
Yeah.
Where you're like, why does someone have a winery in Arizona?
He likes wine.
Loves Brazilian jiu-jitsu as well. And you're just like, I would never take in that person. Really, really interesting person. That I would never have even gotten to know.
Do you know that he happened into that by accident?
The Tool or the winery?
Into Tool.
Really?
Yeah. And Perfect Circle. I mean, he didn't even want to do his own.
Perfect Circle, right.
He didn't even want to do his own thing. He started out with his buddies were in a band.
Right.
I think he was like into air conditioning or something. I can't remember what he did, but it was definitely not pursuing. So he just filled in while they were rehearsing and they were like, what the fuck? You're the guy.
Yeah. Wow, I did not know that.
But he doesn't like to be on stage. So he hides, man. He hides in the background on stage. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen too many actual live performances from him. I just saw music videos.
Not a vibrant front man.
Right.
You know?
I wonder why. Does he talk about that?
Because he was never in his thing. He's petrified of it still.
Damn. I can relate. So that's why makes total sense.
They put on a great show, though. Like I want to see them. I want to see them high was my point.
Mm.
I would see them unhigh. But
the high would be so much better.
I think maybe because they're so rehearsed. They're so tight.
Yeah.
They can impress the shit out of you. I saw something cool when I was at a concert, a band called Shriek Back.
Shriek Back.
You ever hear them?
No.
Oil and Gold was their big album.
What year? Or decade-ish?
In the 80s, 90s. 80s, 90s. 80s, 90s alternative British rock.
Got you.
the lead singer was on stage, mm-hmm. and the song was called Everything That Rises Must Converge. And he said the name of the song. He said, everybody in the balcony, stand up, get a breath of air, and let's all remember that everything that rises must converge. And he slapped his hands together above his head.
Yeah.
And everything went black, but for only a millisecond, and then a spotlight at the back of the concert hall,
mm-hmm.
he was running back toward the stage where he just disappeared from. How did he do that?
Magic.
It was magic.
Magic.
I'll tell you what's magic, that you'd spend a few minutes with us while we warm up to do more Marawanderers. I'll figure out what to do with the website, Tariki, I swear, or whatever. But once again, Herb and Bud, Lakeshore, over here, Lakeshore West, in South Etobicoke. Great guys to check out if you're looking for sanctioned bud in your neighborhood at the right price. Dariki, what are you plugging, man?
What am I plugging? That's a great question. For anyone that is listening, you can also hear me on the DNA Airwaves, my own podcast. That new episode every Mondays, I believe.
Yeah, that's Mondays. Dedication.
Man. Dedication, yeah.
The last Marawanderers, I think, came out in January.
Why the gap?
I don't know. But you know what? There's something to be said for how life in itself can interrupt you from life in itself.
Absolutely.
And that's your thought for the day. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time. Peace, love, and eternal goodness.
Bye.